As standards.
Let us pray.
Sibonga Nkosi ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana ngalolu suku lokuvuka kwakho.
Thank you, Lord, that we may meet on this day, the day of your resurrection.
Alukho suku olufana nalolu suku.
There is no other day like this day.
Siyabonga ukuba sivunyelwe ukuhlangana ngalolu suku sikubonke sikudumise.
Thank you that you've allowed us to come together on this day to thank and praise you.
Amen. Sizofunda incwadi kaMathewu isahluko sangamashumi amabili incwadi yangamashumi amabili 28 kusukela evesini lokuqala.
We're going to read from Matthew 28 and the first verse.
KuMathewu isahluko sangamashumi amabili nashiyagalombili kusukela evesini lokuqala.
Matthew 28 from verse 1.
Kepha ekupheleni kwesabatha ngovivi lolokuqala lweviki kwafika uMaria Magdalene nomunye uMaria beza ukuyobona iliba.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
Beka kwaba khona ukuzamazama komhlaba okhulu ngokuba ingelozi yenkosi yehla ezulwini yeza yaginqa itshe yahlala phezu kwalo.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
Ukubonakala kwayo kwakunjengonyazi nesambatho sayo sasimhlophe njengongqoqwane.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
Kepha balindi bathuthumela ngokuyesaba baba njengabafileyo.
The gods were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
Kodwa ingelosi yaphendula yathi kwabesifazane, ningesabi nina. Ngokuba ngiyazi ukuthi nifuna uJesu obethelwe esiphambanweni.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified."
Ngakho lapha ngokuba uvukile njengokusho kwakhe, zanini nibone lapho ebelele khona.
He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
Hambani masinyane nitshela bafundi bakhe ukuthi uvukile kwabafileyo. Beka una uyanandulela ukuya eGalile, niza kumbona khona. Beka, nginitshelile.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
Base beshesha bamuka ethuneni benokwesaba nokthokozo khulu bagijima baya ukubikela abafundi bakhe. Kepha uJesu wabahlangabeza wathi, sanibona. Basondela babamba izinyawo zakhe bakhuleka.
So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. We'll end reading there.
Umhlaba usuhlangene nezinto eziningi kabi.
Now the world has experienced much.
Okuningi-ningi okuvela emhlabeni.
A lot which comes from the world.
Kodwa akukho nokodwa okufana nalokhu ukuvuka kukaJesu ethuneni.
But never did they ever experience anything like this, the rising of Jesus from the dead, from the grave.
Ikona okhulu kunezinto zonke.
It is greater than any other event.
Ngokuvuka kwenkosi yethu, inhliziyo yethu iqine ngokholwa.
And through the resurrection of our Lord, our hearts are strengthened and confirmed in our faith.
Ngokuvuka kwenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kwenzeka kona lokho ayekushilo etuzovuka kwabafileyo.
It happened in accordance with what he had said, that you would rise from the dead.
Encwadini kwabaseKorinte 4:14. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamvusa uJesu kwabafileyo. Kanjalo ke uzosivusa nathi.
And in Corinthians it says that as God raised Christ from the dead, he will raise us as well.
Sazi ukuthi yena owavusa inkosi uJesu uyakusivusa nathi kanye noJesu.
That's in 2 Corinthians 4:14, where it says, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
Ukukholwa kwethu kungukholwa ukuthi uzosivusa nathi ekufeni.
We believe then that we too will be raised with him from the dead.
Ngenxa yokuthi uyaphila, nathi siyophila futhi.
And because he lives, we too will live.
Manje lana sifunda ngokuvuka kukaJesu ngeSabatha.
Here we read about the resurrection of the Lord just after the day of Sabbath. The Sabbath.
Ngosuku lokuqala lweviki liphumilanga.
On the first day of the week, just as the sun came out.
Kwaba usuku lwesonto.
It was on this Sunday.
UJesu bamfake thuneni ngolesihlanu.
They had laid Jesus in the tomb on the Friday.
Bese ngalolu suku lesithembiso sakhe. Kasihlanu. Kuchaza ngokuvuka kwakhe.
And a few times Jesus had promised the day that he would rise.
Manje kusuku lwesithathu.
And now it was the third day.
Usuku lwakhe lokuvuka kwabafileyo.
The day he would rise from the dead.
Amathuna asendulo ayengafani namathuna ethu. Amathuna ethu ambiwa phansi bese isidumbu sifakwe phakathi.
Now, the tombs of old are not like the graves we know today, because in those days, or today, we dig a hole in the ground and put a person in such a grave.
Bes ngizocela ukuthi basikhombise amathuna ngapha ukuze abantu bawabone.
Can you see on the screen where it is portrayed how the tombs were at that time?
Amathuna ayinjalo asuka alukhuzwe etsheni edwaleni elikhulu kodwa leli baldwebe ngenye indlela empeleni itshelelo liyaphakama kakhulu.
And so you see how they hewed these tombs out of solid rock. Although this one is not really like the tomb of the Lord Jesus, because those tombs had large stones that covered that were quite high.
Lapha ubona aliphake imithuna. Msukwane ngingena khona langishaya la ekhanda.
Well, this one, the opening isn't that high. When I entered into the tomb, it just was here at the level of my head.
Netwala leli beliphakeme kakhulu. Hayi ukuthi ligcine lakugcina besifazane khona.
And the stone that covered the tomb was a huge stone, much higher than this one.
Nalitshe elalivala ithuna. Niyalibona ngapha.
Both the opening and the stone were bigger.
Abesifazane bethuneni bathi ubani ozosiginqela itshe ngoba likhulu. Ngeke liginqwe nje abesifazane. Kudingeka abantu abanamandla.
And I, as the women were on their way to the tomb, they said, "Who will roll the stone away for us? Because it couldn't be rolled away just by a woman. It was so heavy and large that it required a few men to roll it."
Abanye bathi itshe beli ngamatana amathathu nohalf.
And some say and claim that stone weighed 3.5 tons.
Uyabona bebel ginga.
As you see,
bel rola bese balging ukulvula.
They would roll it away because it was round like a large wheel.
Manje uma abesifazane sebeya khona.
And as these women went there,
bathi ubani ozosiginqela itshe.
They said, "Who will roll the stone away?"
Ngoba bebengazi ukuthi liyoginqwa itshe.
They didn't know how the stone was going to be rolled away.
Bebengazi futhi ukuthi uJesu uzovuka kwabafileyo.
Not expecting that Jesus would rise from the dead. That was hidden from them. So on their way to the grave, they said, and they talked amongst each other, who will roll the stone away for us? When they got close by, they feared greatly, for there was a violent earthquake. An angel had come down from heaven with his appearance like lightning and rolled the stone away and sat down on it.
Ingubo yayo yayimhlophe qhwa.
His clothes were as white as snow. They were afraid, but the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen."
Wathi hambani niye kubafundi bakho nibabikele le ndaba.
And they also said, "Now go to his disciples and tell them this." There were soldiers guarding over the tomb. Because they had gone to the Roman governor Pilate and said, "We're afraid that his disciples may come at night and steal his body away." Now that was quite a strange idea they had. Who would go at night and steal a body, a corpse? But these women now, back to them, they were then told, "Now go to his disciples and tell them that Jesus has risen." That's amazing. If you come to think of it, these women were quite courageous and bold. They went early in the morning, not even thinking who was going to roll the stone away, not planning beforehand. And when they got there, all of a sudden, they saw this angel that came down from heaven in bright array, rolling the stone away and sitting down upon it. The angel rolled the stone away from the opening.
Belingalginqi itshe ukuba kuvuleke ukuba sikwazi ukungena kodwa belgincitshe ukuze thine siphandle sikwazi ukungena phakathi.
The stone wasn't rolled away for the purpose that Jesus would be able to come out. It was rolled away for the purpose that those who were outside would be able to see what was going on inside.
UJesu bephumile thuneni.
Jesus had already left the grave.
Kusho ukuthi isimanga leso esenzekile emhlabeni.
In other words, that was the greatest miraculous event ever in this world.
UJesu besephumile, ingelozi yabika, yathi ngiyazi ukuthi nifuna uJesu. Akekho la, bukani lapho belele khona. Akasekho, usevukile.
Jesus had risen, the angel had said. He's no longer here. You can come and see the place where he lay.
40. Bekuyisimanga. UJesu lapho sebemfake thuneni. Bamgcoba ngamafutha ngamakha.
And another miracle was this, that when they laid Jesus into the tomb, they had anointed him and they'd wrapped cloths around him.
Bamboze ngezingubo kusukela la ukushaya enzansi nokusukela la ukushaya ekhanda.
From the neck down, they wrapped him in these clothes and also his head separately.
Kube isimanga leso. Babona lapho uPetro esefike, wathi impela uvukile.
And when Peter came and saw the tomb and looked inside, he said, indeed, he has risen from what he saw.
Ngoba niyazi umuntu ma esongwe ngenguba songwa kuze kube la kusukela la kuze kube sekhanda esongiwe ngomuthi ngenhlaka eyayilethwa oNikodemu okuningi bamsonga uJesu ubengena kuphuma kuleyo ngubo.
And you know how it is, how they wrap the body in those clothes and then they anoint it with myrrh and so on, and then you cannot just come out of that easily.
Ngoba uma usufakwa ingubo kuze kube la kusukela la kuze kushaye inyaweni awukwazi ukumkhipha uJesu kulokho. Yabona amangisi athi cocoon ubefana necocoon. Bekuzofaneleke ukuthi asikwe ngesikele esikhulu ukuze bakwazi ukumkhipha. Khipha ikhanda ngoba ukwazi ukuthi donsa ikhanda ulikhiphe, ungalikhipha kanjani. Nala ngenzansi ubuzomkhipha kanjani.
He was like as if in a cocoon. Now, you know, they would have required a large scissors to cut him open. They couldn't just pull it off. That was impossible.
Kodwa ingubo bezikhona lapha ngasekhanda. Ngoba lapha besifazane begijima bezovezela abafundi ukuthi uJesu uvukile bamangala.
And the headpiece was apart from the others. And these women, after the angel had spoken to them, they hurried off to the disciples to go and report this to them.
O Petru, not Johanne, bagijima ngelikhulu ijubane, baqonda ethuneni. UJohane wafika kuqala ngoba ubemusha. UPetru ubesemdalana walandele emuva.
And then when the disciples heard that, Peter and John set off immediately, running to the grave. Now because John was younger than Peter, he outran him and he got there first.
UJohane ke ubeme ethuneni. UPetru uma efika wangama ethuneni wagijima wangena phakathi.
When John got there first, he stood outside and looked in from the outside. When Peter arrived, he didn't hesitate, he went straight in.
UPetru ube nesibindi ethi ufuna ukuyibonela wangena.
Peter was very bold. He said, I want to see this for myself. He went right in.
UPetru ma ebona isidumbu sisongiwe, sisongiwe, wathi akantshontshwanga lo muntu abamkhiphanga, uvukile.
And when Peter saw the evidence of the grave clothes that were there and the way that they were uncut and unwrapped, he came to the conclusion, he said, they didn't steal his body, he's risen.
Watuvukile ngempela.
He's risen indeed.
Ubeqinisile uPetru.
Now Peter was right.
Abesifazane ke abafike kuqala isimanga. Abesifazane bafika kuqala ethuneni. Abesifazane basuke babe nesibindi kunathi madoda.
Now it's quite amazing that the women first arrived at the scene, at the grave. They were there first, and they put us men to shame that they were so courageous and bold that they were there first.
Kushukuti. Lesi senzo sokuvika sokuvuka kukaJesu isona senzo esikhulu esenzeke emhlabeni.
This event of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest event that ever took place in the history of mankind.
Inkulu indaba yokuvuka kaJesu. Kukhulu esingakusho ngakho.
Great is the matter of the resurrection of our Lord, and there's so much we can say about it.
Kodwa thina keke sikhulume ngakho manje. Sekwenele senikubonile.
But we won't speak about that now. It is sufficient what you have seen.
Simanga. Esenzeka ngalolu suku ezinkolweni zonke zikhona asikhisimanga esifana nalesi simanga sokuvuka kukaJesu.
It's amazing what happened there on that day, and in any religion and any other human experience there was never anything like it.
Inkosi yethu ivukile.
Our Lord has risen.
Bagijima baya kubafundi bethokoza bejabula besho ngentokozo enkulu ukuthi inkosi yethu ivukile.
And these women ran back to the disciples to proclaim this news to them, this great news. They were full of joy. They said the Lord has risen.
Kushukuthi asikhisimanga esenzeke emhlabeni njengalesi simanga sokuvuka kwenkosi yethu Jesu.
No other miracle is comparable to this miracle of the resurrection of our Lord.
Izolo ebusuku ngithi nibonile uJesu bethelwa, ehlushwa, eshaywa. Kodwa namhla simbone sephuma ethuneni, evuka.
Last night you witnessed how Jesus was scourged, how he was tortured, and what they did to him. But today we celebrate his resurrection from the dead.
Uvukile uJesu.
He has risen.